All righty. Marie Osborne, who is our WJR Director of Community Affairs and News, checking in, kind of excited about King Charles arriving in Washington, D.C. It'll be a four-day state visit marking America's 250th anniversary. The visit includes White House ceremonies, a state dinner, and a rare address to a joint meeting of Congress, only the second ever by a British monarch. You know, it occurs to me, in a sense, Marie, he's celebrating when we broke away from him, his country, his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Right, the big breakup. That's yeah. What we're saying. I think they're over it. I think they're over
it. Well, they should be by now, 250 yeah. years. Who knows?
Yeah, well, they're waiting any minute here for the arrival of King Charles and Queen Camilla. So, of course, this trip comes just days after that shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and that has heightened security concerns. But Buckingham Palace said the trip would still go ahead as planned following discussions between British and U.S. authorities. Now, this visit is sort of designed to smooth out some of the tensions between the U.S. and Britain. A few months ago, President Trump praised ties with Britain as, quote, two notes in one chord. That was during his second state visit to England. But since then, the tone has soured a little bit. The president publicly criticizing the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, calling him a loser. So though the monarch still has to stay above politics, you know, the king stays out of politics, British officials hope that his personal diplomacy can help ease some of these tensions, especially amid these disagreements, these very public disagreements over President Trump and the war with Iran. The trip also marks a very high-stake diplomatic test for the White House, which is set to offer the full pomp and circumstance of any official state visit. The president personally taking an expanded role in planning for Tuesday's events in the evening, according to some sources that are familiar with the matter. That is for the state dinner that's going to happen on Tuesday night. And I was able to uncover this little nugget. You know, they go over these details for these dinners with a fine-tooth comb. Everything has to be perfect. Darren McGrady is a personal chef to the late Queen Elizabeth II, as well as other royals. And he told Fox that King Charles is not a great lover of chocolate, but the Queen loves chocolate. So anything chocolate would be good for the Queen. Huh. Also, if there's a cheese course, the King would, quote, adore that. He loves cheese.
You know, I'm going to tell you, as a kid growing up in Monroe, Michigan, when I used to hear of these state dinners, I didn't hear it clearly. And I thought they were steak dinners. And because growing up in Monroe, that would have been a big deal for us.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have steak a lot. So I always thought, well, those guys in Washington, boy, they have these big steak dinners. It was later that I found out they were state dinners. And it'll be interesting to see what's on the menu, because generally speaking, I think we will try to show them America's best in the food that's being served. Do you think that's still the case?
Yep, they said, according to sources, the state dinner, which both Mrs. Trump and President Trump have worked on, that the state dinner will feature a menu that's American right down to the core, they say. But I also add this. There will be no red sauces because they're sloppy, no curries or garlic for the obvious reasons.
And no McDonald's quarter pounders with cheese, no matter how much the president wanted.
Would like that. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. No. The BBC saying, what's the worst that could happen? And King's high-stakes visit with Trump will be the toughest test yet of his reign. I wonder why they say that. He cannot magically correct the clash between our president and their prime minister. And as you pointed out very well, Marie Osborne, this guy, the king, is supposed to stay above all of that. He doesn't get down into the mud.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The king and queen, whoever it might be for Britain, is supposed to be a representative of the people. All people, doesn't matter their politics, so they stay out of politics. You know, I think what maybe the BBC is getting at there is that this visit's really going to rely a lot on King Charles' personal charm and the charm of Queen Camilla, and maybe, you know, that might They haven't really displayed a lot of that, I guess, in public. So maybe that's going to be part of the difficulty here.
They say the king and the queen hope to present Americans with a refined image, quote, a royal family dedicated to literacy, the environment, animals, yeah. business opportunities for British companies, and support for young people. In fact, to support literacy, the queen is going to celebrate Winnie the Pooh's 100th birthday
yeah.
at the New York Public Library.
Right. And tomorrow, there are events while King Charles is doing this address. There are events planned with Mrs. Trump and the Queen that revolve around literacy. And then after all of that is done, they are going to travel to New York to visit the 9/11 memorial as well.
And security now, security was always going to be very tight and very tough. Now it's going to be tighter and tougher. Which our friend, who will be there representing all of us in WJR, Ryan Ermani, thanks to Congressman Tim Walberg offering the invitation, he'll be able to tell us all about the security and everything else at that incredible joint session of Congress. And only one other king has done this in all of these 250 years. So. That in itself is a big deal, but can you imagine the security now?
Well, yeah, absolutely, especially after what has happened.
That's
although,
what I mean. Yeah.
You know, there, you know, and I heard you talking earlier too. You know, there are some questions that were raised about the event on Saturday. So let's hope that some of these precautions that, you know, are a little tighter maybe than they were before for this. And you know, you know that they will be. You know that they will be.
Yeah, just when you think it can't get any tighter, it gets tighter. That's just the way it is. But we hope that it all goes, you know, we've got two very controversial people. The king has his hands full with the monarchy and the people loving the monarchy. You know, they're split there in England. And of course, our president is facing a split group of Americans. So it's... It's, you know, what could possibly go wrong was what they were saying in Great Britain, and they were saying it tongue-in-cheek. That's a yes. little British humor. What could possibly go wrong? We don't want to find out. Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News. Thanks for the update.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. Uh-huh. We continue. Hour number two in Focus is coming up next. We are glad you're with us and maybe getting live streaming on Facebook and YouTube pages. Stay with us here on WJR.